Another Friday night, there's a line of cars leaving. Home team's got an out of town. Me, I'm sitting on the hood of mine drinking. I'm just a parking lot down and out of. Under that high school bleacher, I drove that preacher's daughter crazy. Her mama was my homeroom teacher, and her dad was hell-bent on saving me. Yeah, I'm sure there's higher heights where the high risers rise. But me, I'm gonna sit right here tonight and catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't around here enough. Keep putting on down here, another round here, till my down goes up. Lit up like that one stoplight across a mountain. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, buzz. I never had big city eyes. Hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now, if you ever got that penthouse palace. No, Scotty's ain't got no back. Got no gas in his neon light, but he's got two for one till two now. Catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't around here none. To putting on down here, another round here, till my town goes up. Lit up like that one stoplight across a mountain. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, bud.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from President Ronald Reagan's radio address criticizing tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Trump calling the ad fake, and the Reagan Presidential Library posting last night that it misrepresents the presidential address, and the government of Ontario did not get permission to use it. There is no response yet this morning from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown. Federal workers will be missing their first full paycheck since it began. This hour, we're getting new inflation numbers. Those will be used to set Social Security adjustments for the next year. Satellite images now show the entire east wing of the White House is gone, torn down to make room for the 90,000-square-foot Trump ballroom. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London for talks with about two dozen European leaders who have pledged military help against any future Russian aggression following any possible ceasefire in Ukraine. A convicted murderer from Alabama was put to death last night using a controversial new method of execution. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
Anthony Boyd spent more than half his life on Alabama's death row, insisting he did not participate in the grisly murder of a man in 1993 and appealing directly to Kay Ivey.
Governor Ivey, this is Anthony Boyd, the guy that you have scheduled an execution for October the 23rd.
Despite his appeals, the 54-year-old was put to death last night, not by lethal injection, but with nitrogen gas. That method has now been used in 8 executions, 7 of them in Alabama. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Tonight's game one of the World Series, Los Angeles Dodgers will be taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday was 98Q Country's Day of Giving, where we here at the radio station teamed up with you, the community, to help raise money for His House of Hope over in Phillips. It was a day full of fun with everyone performing at their very best, and the total raised far exceeding the set $20,000 goal.
Day of Giving here, and what a day it has been for His House of Hope. And we have some pretty good news here for everybody. We have officially, Pastor Jason and Robert, we have officially hit the $20,000 mark. We might have went flying by it, actually, a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just what an incredible day today. We've done this many years, and 8 to 10 is usually our goal in that range. But I think people are grasping the need for His House of Hope. I think they're realizing the good work that's being done, and a lot of people are hearing about it, getting formed about it. Thank you, Ken Thomas. We're already over. Jeff Gosney sent us over, and then Ken Thomas said, well, I'll throw in another 500 just to make sure. Just to make sure there's a little wiggle room there just in case of clerical errors or something. So with the matching funds, of course, we're looking at about 32,000 plus for His House of Hope. And Pastor Jason, going into today, that was kind of a pipe dream, wasn't it, actually? I'll be honest with you. It was for me, that's for sure.
When we first sat down, and you're like, hey, I think we can probably get to $8,000. I'm like, whoa, $8,000, that's going to be so helpful. And now at the end of the day here, we're over $32,000. Man, this proves how great our community is, how loving, how compassionate, how generous our people are. Again, Northwoods, you guys knocked out of the park today. I could not be happier.
Yeah, it's so encouraging. And I think it's encouraging, Robert, for anybody who's involved with His House of Hope to know that the community support like this is there. It's so encouraging.
After the broadcast, that total was raised to over $37,000 thanks to last-minute donations. Thank you to everyone who opened your hearts to help support this great local nonprofit. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a 5-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. and you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, tournament volleyball last night. Let's take a look at Division 5, first of all. Moving on to the regional finals tonight from the north, Turtle Lake and Frederick with wins, and New Auburn and Prairie Farm all winning. Rib Lake, the number one seed, got a bye on Tuesday last night. They hosted Lake Holcomb. Rib Lake wins it, so Rib Lake now will get Winter, the four seed at home last night, hosted and beat Drummond. So Winter and Rib Lake now in Rib Lake Saturday night for the regional championship. On the lower half of that, Mellon, the three seed, hosted and beat Butternut. The number three seeded Mellon winning that one. So Mellon moves on now. They travel to Prentice. Prentice, the two seed at home last night, beating Flambeau. And we'll have that game, Jeff Haken, in the call tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from the Prentice gym. Mellon and Prentice volleyball, Division 5 regional championship. In Division 4, from the North Region, the Phillips Loggers travel to Spring Valley, and Spring Valley wins that one 3-0 to advance on now to take on Clear Lake. And in Division 2 action, the Lakeland T-Birds were winners last night. They pulled an upset, went on the road, beat number 3 seed Wisconsin Dells. So the number 6 seed Lakeland volleyball team now goes to Waupaca for the regional championship. That is scheduled for tomorrow night.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Jim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. I was talking to a buddy of mine recently who hunts pheasants without a dog. He's very successful. He says he has to hunt alone or with somebody that will actually listen to his instructions and do what he says. I'll tell you what those instructions are, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
My buddy hunts pheasants without a dog, and he's very successful. He says he has to hunt by himself or with someone that actually listens to what his instructions are and performs exactly the way he tells them to, which is move very slowly and very quietly. You don't want to push these birds because they'll run. That's the beautiful thing about a dog. A dog will pick up the scent, and it will follow that bird as it's running and eventually catch up to it and flush the bird. But that's not necessarily what happens when you're hunting without a dog. When you're hunting without a dog, those birds can hear you coming if you're making some noise, talking, or busting through the brush quickly, and they will actually run ahead of you or sometimes even get behind you. So what he does is he uses a crisscross walking method where he's back and forth, and he's going very slowly, and he's very, very quiet. And that way he can sneak up on those birds. And when he finally gets up on top of them, then they spook, then they flush, and then he gets the shot. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
98 Q Country.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
8:15, turn your mic, Joel. Let's talk sports. 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing all right. The NBA season is underway. Of course, that big NBA news yesterday, we'll let them deal with that. But the Bucks are off with a win anyway, but a little bit of an injury. But we got the season rolling.
Yeah, nobody I know got arrested. It seemed like everybody else yesterday in that scandal. Yeah, Bucks, they had a nice win the other night over the Wizards. The Wizards are a rebuilding team. But Doc Rivers had said, I've gone to the video crew. I want to have as nice a welcome for Chris Middleton. I mean, this guy, you know, is always going to be a Buck. And, you know, he helped bring a championship to this team. And, oh, by the way, Chris Middleton, you know, is one of his best friends. So we want to always keep Chris, we want to keep Giannis happy. And so they did. I mean, like when Middleton got off the plane at the airport, they had the bango and, you know, Bucks cheerleaders and stuff there to greet him and welcome home, Chris. They had a nice video tribute, and the Bucks beat them. The Wizards started coming back there in the fourth quarter, but the Bucks had an injury. They're starting a guard now, Kevin Porter Jr. He steps on his teammate Bobby Portis's foot and goes down. MRI. It's a sprained left ankle. He didn't even make the road trip. So tonight, now they're going to be on the road in Toronto. It's an early game. It tips off at 5:30 tonight against the Raptors. So
all right,
that's how the Bucks are kicking off their season.
All right, World Series kicks underway tonight. End of the season press conference for the Brewers. A little bit of news with that yesterday, right?
Yeah. The Matt Arnold, the GM, who did such a tremendous job, and where did he keep finding these young players like a Caleb Durbin or Isaac Collins or the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and just, you know, one and another, and always finding answers if they had an injury problem or whatnot, and talent that got them all to the, you know, the best record in baseball during the regular season. So he's been rewarded. They've now promoted him from general manager to the president of baseball operations. Doesn't really change anything. He's still going to be making the calls as he's got a bigger title, and therefore he's going to get paid. I think one of the most interesting things I saw coming out of that press conference was when he was asked about Brandon Woodruff, who, you know, they waited 2 years for him to recover from the shoulder surgery. He came back, looked great, and then had another injury, you know, going into the postseason. And, it sounds like they're just going to have to make the hard decision in the offseason to move on from Woody, as they put it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and Pat Murphy talked about, you know, look, it's hard to compete, you know, with teams like the Dodgers. They're spending three times more than you are.
Yeah.
And there's concerns about a walkout in baseball next year to deal with some of these issues.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little Packers. You had a chance to be a part of a Zoom call leading into an interesting game against the former Packer Aaron Rodgers Sunday night in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Joel, I know that at least half of our listeners are like, oh, they roll their eyes at Aaron Rodgers. They don't want to hear those stories. And then yet, you know, by Wednesday, I was sucked into that rabbit hole again, you know. And part of it is because, you know, when he's not podcast Aaron Rodgers and he's just football Aaron Rodgers, he's great. And so over in Pittsburgh, he's like, hey, this is not a revenge game for me, okay? I mean, I lived there in Green Bay from age 21 to 38. I grew up there. I still have friends there. And so he talked about all the positives. He knew it was time for him to move on, you know, so he went to the Jets. And now he's very happy with what's going on with Pittsburgh. They're 4-2 now. I mean, they look pretty good. This is going to be a good game.
yeah.
on Sunday night. A really good game. And so while all the other guys were focusing on his career and, you know, any regrets and those kinds of things, he called on me in this Zoom call. And I went with one of these questions that I've always wanted to ask him. I didn't have a chance. It was the off season in 2021. He's the league MVP. And a lady that was driving around on McCarthy Way across the street from Lambeau Field was like, who's that guy in the back of that truck? And there's some dude wearing a winter cap with a beard, and he's holding up a case of beer. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's on a beer run. And it was Aaron Rodgers. And so I posted that, and it got like a million hits. It went viral. So I asked him about that yesterday on the Zoom call.
All right, here we go.
Next up, Mike Clemens from Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get unmuted, Mike.
I was listening to your comments yesterday and the good times you had in Green Bay, and all I could think of was that here you are, the MVP. It's like 21, and you're in the back of a red pickup truck with your teammates crossing Oneida, holding up a case of beer. And I retweeted that. It got over a million hits of all the things you've accomplished.
Well, congrats for that.
I mean, what was happening that day? And talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the most fun. I mean, going way back, we had a crazy crew. I mean, some of the shenanigans and pranks that me and Brett Goud pulled on some of the rookies over at St. Norbert's, the constant battle between Flynn and Graham, and TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, what they would do on the road. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff.
Oh, cut off for some reason there, but that's pretty good stuff there, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, he was talking about they would be on the team flight, and just as they were coming in for a landing, you know, guys had fallen asleep. That, you know, on the airlines, they've got those tightly wrapped blankets for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're almost like the size of a football. And so you've got like him and T.J. Lang and these others just throwing it, hitting guys in the back of the head, you know, waking them up. And so he just talked about some of those pranks that those guys pulled over the years. And, you know, that's what he remembers. That's the fun that he misses. And so it should be a great game. He was all about – he didn't want to treat Jordan Love the way he felt he got treated by Brett Favre that first year or two, and it's going to be a tough matchup. Josh Jacobs, the Packers running back, is still kind of dealing with a calf injury. I saw him during warm-ups yesterday. Looked okay. Looks like they might get Devontae Wyatt back on their defensive line, who they've actually missed after giving up T.J. Slayton and then, you know, Kenny Clark. According to Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, Devontae Wyatt was really got off to a great start during those first couple of games, but has missed the last few with a knee injury. But it's Sunday Night Football, Packers at Steelers, and I will be covering that and have that for you on Monday morning show.
And he mentioned the other day, too, a quick drop, that he wanted to retire as a Packer. I don't know where he said that, but he said that like a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a given. Yeah. He wants to go out the way Favre did. Remember, Favre came back, and they had 60,000 fans, you know, in the stands, and and so that might be, you know, 5 years from now, if this is his last year playing football. He turns 42 in December.
Yeah, a little healing time for the Packer fans. Should be a fun one Sunday night. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joel.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter, and he's out and about. I want to play that whole thing because we cut off a little bit at the end. So this was part of a Zoom call this week with Mike Clemens talking to Aaron Rodgers. So here's all of it here.
Okay, next up, Mike Clemens from Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get unmuted, Mike.
I was listening to your comments yesterday and the good times you had in Green Bay, and all I could think of was that here you are, the MVP. It's like 21, and you're in the back of a red pickup truck with your teammates crossing Oneida, holding up a case of beer. And I retweeted that. It got over a million hits of all the things you've accomplished.
Well, congrats for that.
I mean, what was happening that day? And talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the most fun. I mean, going way back, we had a crazy crew. I mean, some of the shenanigans and pranks that me and Brett Goode pulled on some of the rookies over at St. Norbert's, the constant battle between Flynn and Graham and TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, what they would do on the road. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff. But it's that stuff that I remember, the plane flights. You know, there was a time back then, we used to fly on a plane at 8 first class seats, and that was like, you know, Ted, you know, Bob Harlan into Mark and the brass and a couple of coaches, and all of us were in the 3x3 seats in the back. And we had this thing for a while where people just start throwing pillows and blankets at each other, like when the plane was landed, guys that were sleeping, you know, if you were sleeping. Larry McCarron can probably attest to this, because he was always sitting like in a row in front of me. And there'd be guys like flinging the wrapped up blankets and rolling them up in the pillows at people and waking, you know, there's always like, you know, some of the media was in front of us and you know, PR and community relations, they'd all be on the same plane, and they were catching strays on the plane sometimes. So, you know, those things are great. It's like, you know, it was such a tight knit group for so long there. You know, I outlasted most of them, but it's fun. You know, that's why I feel so good about my time there, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
That's pretty cool. Some of the recent developments with Aaron Rodgers, he's becoming more likable in his last few years, and some of the strange stuff that happened in the middle and end of his career, it's very, very interesting. So that's some funny stuff. So thanks to Mike Clemens for sharing that with us. It is 8:26 here. We'll do some birthdays in just a moment, and we'll give away a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. If you have somebody celebrating, 715-762-3221. We'll get to all of our celebrants, and we'll also get to our twice an hour news and sports update. That's coming up in just 90 seconds.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation, or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. But it's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said
it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. All leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
IDAQ Country at 8:31. We're going to get to those birthdays we promised you here in just a moment. So give us a call if you got somebody at 762-3221 right now. Twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from President Ronald Reagan's radio address criticizing tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Trump calling the ad fake, and the Reagan Presidential Library posting last night that it misrepresents the presidential address, and the government of Ontario did not get permission to use it. There is no response yet this morning from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown. Federal workers will be missing their first full paycheck since it began. This hour, we're getting new inflation numbers. Those will be used to set Social Security adjustments for the next year. Satellite images now show the entire east wing of the White House is gone, torn down to make room for the 90,000-square-foot Trump ballroom. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. During this Teen Driver Safety Week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing resources for teens, parents, and caregivers to get teens ready for the road. This includes the five steps to get a Wisconsin driver's license. One is enroll in driver education. Two is pass knowledge and science tests. Three is apply for an instruction permit, also known as your TEMPS. Four is schedule and take the road test. And five is exchange to a probationary driver license and GDL restrictions. You can learn more at wisconsindmv.gov/teendriver. And as someone that failed that driving test three times, I would like to remind you all that studying is incredibly important. Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Sportsman's Club, Team SEAL Shooting Team is hosting an introduction to trap shooting. Never tried trap before but want to see what it's all about? Well, they've got coaches that will guide you through every step of the game, from safety to your very first shot. All equipment is provided, including shotgun, ammunition, eye, and ear protection. However, you are welcome to bring your own gear if you would prefer. This is open to all area youth in grades 5 to 12 with no experience needed. Come learn, have fun, and see why trap shooting might be your new favorite sport. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tomiolson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panaqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panaqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panaqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at panaquacars.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a 5-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest, we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give this thing, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, happy birthday. This is a big day for you on this 24th of October. We got some local birthdays that we'll give away a cake with in just a moment. Celebrity birthdays today. Mary Bono. Months after singer and politician Sonny Bono passed away, this widow was elected to succeed him in Congress. So Mary Bono, Sonny's wife, 64 today. Kevin Kline, winner of a Best Supporting Actor Oscar back in 1989. That was for A Fish Called Wanda. He's done quite a few films. He's a pretty big deal. Las Vegas, The Lovely, The Ice Storm. 78 for Kevin Kline today. F. Murray Abraham won a Best Actor Oscar in 1985 for Amadeus. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I'm not sure if I want to see it again, but it's good. F. Murray Abraham is 86 today. Might want to leave that alone. Giles Perry J.P. Richardson. You know who that is? Now, if you're a trivia buff, you would know this. I wouldn't have known it. Giles Perry J.P. Richardson is the Big Bopper. Yeah, the Beaumont, Texas DJ the DJ, he also doubled as a singer and a songwriter, too. Chantilly Lace and a Pretty Face. That song, remember that one? He wrote Johnny Preston's Running Bear. He wrote George Jones' White Lightning. And he passed away along with Buddy Holly and Richie Valens in the famous American Pie crash. 1930, he was born. 1959, that plane crash took his life. Y.A. Tittle, the football player, the Football Hall of Famer, quarterback. He played for the Colts, 49ers, and the Giants. I don't see any local ones for today. I want to wish my mom a early happy birthday. She's celebrating with her later this weekend. My mom is celebrating her 85th birthday. Lives down in Menominee area, so go down and whoop it up down there a little bit. So happy birthday, Mom. I'm hopefully genetics are in my favor when it comes to my mom. 85, that'd be nice. All right, let's draw the winner of the cake. We're going to give away a free cake today to a young lady who celebrated. Actually, it was one we announced on Monday for a belated one on Sunday. But Becky Carden, you're going to get a free cake. Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One, congratulations to you, Becky Carden.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need, when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
98Q Country.
That's what I always thought.
I don't dance. Love's never come my way. I've never been this far. Cause you took these two.
Mr. Lee Bryce here at 98Q Country. A couple of birthdays, I apologize. Some of these got mixed up in all the stuff that went on here yesterday. So the ones we missed will go in for next week's cakes drawing. But Jackson West, happy birthday to you today, Jackson. Grandma and Grandpa in the woods. And the whole family, Jackson, wishing you a happy birthday today. And also, Tenley Schmidt is celebrating today from Mom, Dad, Chase, and Amory. Tenley, happy birthday to you. So you don't need sweets now. We'll put you in for next Friday. By that time, the sugar will have worn off from all the cupcakes and cakes, so you're good. So we'll put you in for next week's cake drawing. We thank you so much for your patience on that, and we thank Super One for providing our cake each week, as they have done for years and years in our weekly cake drawing. Brad Paisley, Allison Krauss. We'll warm up to 50-plus today. Should be really nice out there. Enjoy. 98Q Country.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time. But he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la
She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away, a little at a time. But she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. Drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life.
IDAQ Country, Brad Paisley and Allison Krauss. For those of you who pledged yesterday and purchased items through our silent auction for His House of Hope, we encourage you, if you can just do it next week, that's fine. If you need to stop by today, if there's something that you're going to use, that's fine too. But I believe we have everything. The Action City stuff is here. I mentioned earlier that we weren't sure. So everything is here at the station as far as your silent bid auction items go. And if you're making good on the pledges that you did, check or cash would be awesome. You can send it in if you want. P.O. Box 309. WCQM Box 309, Park Falls, 54552. If you're making out a check, make it out to His House of Hope, His House of Hope directly to them. And we're here 8 to 4 today and then all next week. We usually, when we do this, we give it a week to get everything picked up and wrapped up. So we're asking that you make good, put it on your to-do list for next week if you can't do that today. And thank you, everyone, as the annual Day of Giving fundraiser. Over $38,000. The final, it's just $38,050, I think. So what a great day for His House of Hope, and thank you, everyone, for your support. It's very much appreciated.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Hey, it's Big G, and I'm checking in from Coop's Pizza Parlor in Hayward, Wisconsin, where things are heating up even as the weather cools down. I'm tackling an all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar buffet. Perfect fuel after a chilly fall hike or a day on the snowmobile trails. Between Coop's Pizza Family Recipe and Fresh Salad Bar, you'll fill up without emptying your wallet. Under $12. Warm up this season at Coop's Pizza, Hayward's first choice for family pizza, also available in frozen varieties.
Are you trying to escape violence and need safe and stable housing? Are you homeless because of violence and need help figuring out your next steps? Embrace Advocates may be able to help. By following the No Wrong Door approach, Embrace ensures survivors will be informed of the housing programs they qualify for and provided with a proper follow-up. If you or someone you know is interested in learning more about Embrace's safe housing and shelter services, call 800-924-0558 or visit embracewi.org. On-call advocates are available 24/7.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
98Q Country.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely, trying to get away. Singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little.
Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key report on inflation delayed by the government shutdown is now out. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the Consumer Price Index report.
The CPI for September showed inflation accelerating from the August reading, ticking up 3% year over year. While gasoline prices have been falling for the past few weeks, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that was the largest factor in the monthly increase. While the Federal Reserve has set a 2% target for inflation, the Board of Governors is still expected to cut interest rates at its next meeting.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% increase in their checks based on those numbers. President Trump has abruptly canceled trade talks with America's second largest trading partner, Canada, after the province of Ontario put out an ad featuring Ronald Reagan radio address from 1987, where he talked about tariffs, how they're bad for American workers. New York Attorney General Letitia James in court today to face mortgage fraud charges brought by the Justice Department. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday was 98Q Country's Day of Giving, where we here at the radio station teamed up with you, the